Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 21st of December, mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville, 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today interhouse of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and over the night patchy clouds, a shower in spots this evening followed by a little rain later. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 29 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 11%. Tomorrow, Friday, December 22nd at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, the Line of Goodwill team calls a general meeting to present Line of Goodwill, next step towards Auroville's growth. And today, 21st of December at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, presentation and slideshow by Arun on remote Antarctica affecting our lives. And here's the invitation from Unity Pavilion by Deva Smita.
Thursday at 5 o'clock, please come many, because it is a geologist who lived 2 decades in Antarctica, and he had also gone to Arctic, and who will be showing the slideshow. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. You just look at and wonder, this is the world, and these animals exist so far off. That's why we have called remote Antarctica, how it affects us, because as you know, snow is melting, yeah, and things are changing. Those countries or cities which are near the sea, they might be disappeared. So if you have questions, he's a very humble person. He will be there, and after the slideshow, and during which he'll be also commenting his slideshow, he will be available to everybody for any questions that they want to know about what's happening there, because there are many scientists going from different countries, so also India. So that's how he had headed all this. You know that they go for 6 months, and then afterwards there is a shift of... He lived for 2 decades there, so he has such a beautiful experience. And the person, Arun, he doesn't even say his surname. He's so humble. He said, doesn't matter, but... So he will be present here with us, so you can ask any number of questions. He is really open to all the questions that you want to know about what's happening and how they are studying the climatic change in Antarctica. Yeah.
So that will be on Thursday at what time?
At 5 o'clock.
At Unity Pavilion?
Yes.
The kindergarten at Centerfield is happy to invite us for a small performance of Indian folk dances by the children today, Thursday 21st at 9:30 a.m. and their open house is tomorrow, Friday 22nd between 1:30 to 4 p.m. and Saturday morning between 9 a.m. to 12. You're invited to come and see the beautiful works of their children. Otherwise, on Monday 25th of December, it's a Christmas celebration at Unity Pavilion from 2:30 p.m. onwards. Attendees will enjoy cutting Christmas stars to decorate the hall, dancing around the Christmas tree, sharing Christmas songs together with Paula, Carla, and Tuan. And as always, there will be the Christmas rice pudding, vegetarian sandwiches, and Christmas punch. You also should feel free to bring cakes, cookies, or sweets to share. And there's also Christmas dinner at Well Cafe on Sunday 24th at 7:30 p.m. onward. Dinner will be accompanied with the live music by Sagi Manor, Israeli musician, Comanche player and composer. But you need to book this dinner in advance. You can book on 262-2219. On Saturday, 23rd of December at 9:30 a.m. at Savitri Bhavan Sangam Hall, Facing Mental Challenges on the Spiritual Path, talk by Dr. Alak Pandey from Sri Aurobindo Ashram. How can one deal with mental disorders on the spiritual path in the light of the modern Sri Aurobindo's teachings? The spiritual energy surrounding Auroville is tremendous. What are the effects on our different bodies, mental, vital and physical? What are the effects of that force of revelation and transformation on each of us? Loneliness, misunderstanding, confusion, relationship problem, are just some of the challenges a seeker faces on the spiritual path. Meanwhile, the ego could become inflated from spiritual experiences and develop distortion of perception. A family may reach oral together and find the variation in levels of progress and knowledge between individuals leads to conflicts within the family. This could be between parents or between parents and children. Finally, what are these subtle forces that we don't even notice and that we feel sometimes within us that could lead us in a particular direction? Are we always protected or is in the danger of the on the spiritual path? This presentation will start with 20-minute talk by Dr. Alk Pandey, followed by questions and answers. And it's sponsored by Sante Oral Institute for Integral Health. Film Festival 17 is still going on, and today at 6:30 p.m. we can listen to Lady Sings Jazz. It's a jazz quintet with our own diva Vera, Rolf, Ray, Smile, Yuri and Danny. And also at 6:30 p.m. Skype discussion with Amiya Patniak, director. Within our food festival, also at our food festival, today vegan dinner from Sadhana Forest. We read from Prayers and Meditation by the Mother. This body is thy instrument, this will is thy servant, this intelligence thy tool, and the whole being is only thyself. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on auroville.org.